Every day, 129 people abandon Sydney in the belief that anywhere else in Australia is better than this, even Adelaide. But not you. You wake up every day and breathe in this city's air. No matter how many parts per million come from the back of a car. Your house is owned by a bank. Your smashed avocados are paid for on credit. And your Prime Minister is located in the Cayman Islands. For tax purposes, you are a Sydney lifer. At least until you get that job in Melbourne. From the mansions of Point Piper to the McMansions of Penrith and everywhere in between. This is Radio Chaser.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Dom Knight here. Charles Firth and Andrew Hansen with me as well. In our show today, the car space in Sydney that's worth just under $500,000.
Oh, my God.
Bit of a bargain. And we want to know your views. Should Western Sydney host the Commonwealth Games? Luke Foley, the Labor leader, reckons it's a great idea.
What a great idea. But, Dom, big news. The biggest news of the day, that everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
Adolf Hitler is dead.
What are you talking about?
Did you know this? They've proved that Adolf Hitler, they've definitively proved Adolf Hitler is dead. We can relax, guys.
Charles, I can't believe you're falling for this latest conspiracy. No. I happen to know he's on an island in the Pacific with Elvis and Harold Holt. Having a great time.
No. Report
out. What's the detail?
Came out today. Scientists have finally proved, after 73 years after everyone thought he was dead, that he is in fact dead. So what they did is, after the Russians shot him in 1945 in the head and burnt his remains, they kept hold of a bit of Hitler's skull and teeth.
Hmm.
And apparently,
what for sentimental reasons?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because apparently at this stage there was still some doubt over whether this person who'd been shot in the head and burnt to a crisp was alive or not.
Well, you know, David Blaine, I mean, he's done that sort of thing and he's fine.
Wasn't he born in like 1890 or something? Wouldn't the odds be that he was either very, very old, or he probably bought Godfrey's?
That's right, Dom.
He's probably one of these people who's younger than Barnaby Joyce.
Yeah, he's only 129 years old. He's a young whippersnapper. Anyway, so these scientists a few months ago convinced the Russians to sort of give them the skull and the teeth, and they did a few tests and carbon dating and everything like that, and I think the tests were things like hello, are you still alive?
Mein Führer.
They checked his heart. No, doesn't have one. And now they've declared him dead. He's dead.
So hang
we
on
can
a second.
Celebrate.
So you're saying that remains of Hitler have been handed to Russia to scientists to do tests on?
Yep.
Have you not seen the movie Jurassic Park?
Oh, no!
They're going to bring it back!
Oh, no!
A bit of breaking news. If you've just joined us, Hitler is dead.
Oh, my
as
goodness.
Charles told us at the start of the show. If you want to know more, just listen to the podcast, triplem.com.au or via the Triple M app. But speaking of nefarious, dastardly people, Telstra. We were talking yesterday about how, you know, Telstra's had all these outages. They keep happening all the time.
Yes.
And they're annoying for some, but in other cases, they're genuinely quite dangerous. 000 goes down.
Mm.
And Charles, it's just been revealed there's been another wrinkle to the big Telstra outage we had yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And that is that apparently 85 dangerous criminals roamed free because the tracking devices on their anklets didn't work. So there's no way of knowing whether they were just running around on the streets.
And did they know that their anklets had gone down? Like, there was the little beeping monitor saying, you can go away.
I don't know, because I suppose they couldn't have called Telstra to find out if it was working. but it's quite a controversial thing. I mean, just imagine all these violent offenders who he wanted to know where they were at all times.
Yes. Well, that's the whole point of the ankle monitor, isn't it?
Should have gone up to saw Vodafone, shouldn't they? Now, anyway, we've got one of them on the line, and I've got some questions, Charles. Let's introduce this master criminal now. Hello, criminal.
Yeah, hi there, Radio Chaser. How you doing?
I believe your name is Darren. Darren, thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's great. I feel so free. I'm so excited to be constantly free.
Now, Darren, you're under house arrest, are you not?
Oh, yeah, it's a bit of a bummer. They put this kind of ankle tag on me. I'm not allowed to leave the house. But I've been locked up here for, like, you know, the last 3 years. It's driving me crazy.
Jeez, well, so what do you do all day in your house?
Oh, man, I have to just sit on the couch and watch TV. It's so unfair. Like, just because I robbed 13 banks and held up 28 petrol stations at knife point, something for the government thinks I'm a danger to the community.
Yeah, right, so, but I understand, thanks to Telstra's network cutting out, you're now a free man. Your ankle tag was actually completely disconnected over the weekend.
It was awesome. I was disconnected. It was great. I hadn't been free to move around since the last Telstra outage, which was about 3 days ago. In fact, the network drops out so often, I'm actually free more often than I'm trapped. I've only been trapped for like 1 day in the last 3 years.
Sorry, did you say your name was Darren or Dave Hughes of Hughesy and Kate?
Oh, shut up, just because criminals do sound a bit like Hughesy, but that's not my fault.
All right, so what did you do with the freedom just the other day when, either yesterday morning, Telstra's network went out again and you were free again?
I was free again. Oh, mate. Well, the royal wedding was on, so I used my freedom to just stay at home and watch the royal wedding.
What? So you didn't go out at all?
Nah. Well, you know, I was going to go and kneecap a few drug dealers and go on a massive killing spree, but, you know, the Olivia Telly movie was on too, and I've always had a soft spot for Delta Goodrum.
I think we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Darren. No, you can hear him on Hughesy and Kate on the Hit Network.
So, Sydney, they'll probably build a casino in the middle of it. Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Yeah, well, if you thought the housing crisis was over, think again. There is a property on the market.
Oh, good.
In the news today. I would like to tell you about this.
Yep.
You know, we've heard talk of the prices cooling off and that sort of thing. Well, you can now buy a car space in the Sydney CBD. There's a car space. Not a house. I'm not talking about a house or an apartment. I'm talking about a car space. And it's listed with an asking price of just $475,000.
Oh, my goodness. Under half $1 million.
Yeah, that's exciting for me and my wife. We've been looking. We couldn't see one that was less than 600.
Well, Dommy, this might be your chance to move into a luxurious car space all of your own. This is the result of, you know, tighter lending restrictions that really made a difference. I mean, look, it got me thinking, wow, if you're paying like almost $500,000 for a car space, not a house, what on earth must the real estate ad sound like?
New from Prestige Property. Live the dream in this gorgeous blue chip car space. For those who love the vibrancy and village atmosphere of underground car parks, this character-filled parking spot makes the ideal home for your family. Car. Featuring zero bedrooms, zero bathrooms, and one car space, this property exudes charm and fumes. With a lovely concrete rear outlook, the versatile floor plan allows you to park in either direction. The possibilities are endless, as long as it's backwards or forwards. Graced with classic details, including straight yellow lines around the edge, there's even scope to renovate by splitting it into two bike spaces. All this just a short stroll to exit ramps and fire stairs. For just $500,000, this tightly held car space is ready to move in and enjoy. All that's left is for you to run over yourself when you realise how much debt you're in.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
Actually, that's not true, Charles Andrew. There is a bad idea. It's the idea that Oberon had, the town of Oberon in New South Wales, which was not putting fluoride in its water. And
there's
an article in the paper today about a dental therapist who treats people from both Oberon, which has no fluoride, and Bathurst, which does. And guess what? The people in Bathurst are twice as likely not to have tooth decay. So, but everyone in Oberon's teeth have rotted.
Just a conspiracy, Don. That's just obviously they've doctored the results. You know, because of the fluoride industrial complex.
That's probably what it is.
And it's just rubbish.
So it's clear that some people in this state need to know more about dental health. So in order to help all of you out, all of you fluoride skeptics, we've prepared a bunch of facts.
Fact that's amazing.
About dental health for you today. Charles Firth, please get us started.
Did you know, according to the Australian Dental Association, the average Australian spends an average 38 days brushing their teeth. Which is weird, because personally I spend about 1 minute brushing my teeth.
Fact.
Fact. Here's one. Oh, sorry, Dommy, go ahead.
Yes, so I've got one here. The most common nightmare, you might have heard this, is being in a situation where you don't have any teeth. You're walking around and all your teeth are
Yes.
So Andrew's had that. It's because the most terrifying thing imaginable for anybody is the dentist's bill for removing every single one of your teeth.
Here's a fact. In addition to fluoride, things that are good for your teeth include pebbles, diesel fuel, and jelly beans.
Is that why they sell them in the chemist? I've always wondered.
Okay, like fingerprints, everyone's tongue print is unique. So if you commit a major crime, for God's sake, don't lick the crime scene.
Fact. The best solution to any dental health problem you may have is simply having all of your teeth removed with convenient and clean stainless steel.
Fact.
The average human mouth contains 480 teeth.
Fact.
Okay, this one's true. This one is actually true. One of the top facts about dental health is that 1/3 of your tooth is underneath your gums, which means only 2/3 of your teeth is visible, which shows you just how boring facts about dental health are.
Fact.
Thank you, Charles. You certainly proved it. I have really crooked yellow teeth, and it's always crippled my sexual self-confidence. Fact. Sorry, that may have been oversharing.
Big fact.
It is a fact.
Verifiable fact. Undisputed fact. Don't have dental floss handy? Just as effective are shoelaces or a barbed wire fence.
Fact.
Okay, did you know giraffes only have bottom teeth? While Elton John often has teeth in his bottom.
I'm not going to press fact after that. That's not. No.
All right. Producer's nodding.
Let's move on.
What do you want?
If you want to, just please sue Charles Firth. I've got his address.
That's appalling.
Okay. Fluoride is dangerous, just like vaccines are. And I know because I once injected myself with fluoride to vaccinate myself against teeth decay, and I got very, very sick indeed.
Fact.
Well, you would. Oh, boy. Can we wrap it up here? Final fact. Tooth decay can lead to serious health problems such as bad teeth.
I think that's enough for Andrew.
Fact.
And look, if you've got a small business, if you pay company tax to the government, you've probably been hoping that the coalition would pass its cuts got planned.
That's right. This is the one thing that the government's going to do, isn't it? They're going to pass corporate tax cuts. They can't
help out all the tradies and all the people who just, you know, might have difficulties making ends meet these days. Well, they're not.
What?
They're not going to do it because Pauline Hanson's decided she doesn't want to do it.
So literally the only thing that they were going to be able to get through the Senate, they're not doing it.
No, they're not doing it. Not doing it at all. It's not happening. Pauline Hanson says they haven't sold it to the public. And, to be fair, it is quite hard to sell. Let's give the banks a lower tax rate just at the moment. That's quite a hard message. But I like what the government's done here because we all know an election's around the corner. We all know they've got to try and spin this.
Yeah.
They've got an old friend of ours, guys, to come and put a positive spin on this news that the corporate tax cuts aren't happening. His name is the Crazy Warehouse Guy. Here's the latest example of his work.
At the Liberal Party, we're cutting our cuts. Our plan to slash company tax has been slashed. And Turnbull's chance of lowering his mates' low taxes has never been lower. Pauline Hanson's gone absolutely crazy. In fact, she always was absolutely crazy. And our massive reductions have been massively reduced. Now our chance of achieving anything as a government has walked out the door. Authorised by the Crazy Warehouse Guy. I even had to say this fast bit because the budget for fast voiceover guys has been massively reduced.
Radio Chaser on Triple M. Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Got a message here for Western Sydney guys, Charles and Andrew. Luke Foley, the Labor leader, has a vision for the West. And the vision is hosting the 2026 Commonwealth Games. This is his big pitch. All the facilities are already there. It'll fund all the transport upgrades. What do you think?
Commonwealth Games. Well, he doesn't aim very high, does he? I mean, what about the days of the Olympic Games? You know, Western Sydney Olympic Games, Luke Foley.
That's true. They had. Well, that's why they've got the Olympic Stadium sitting there. We'd have to rename it the Commonwealth Games Stadium.
To be honest, I can see Western Sydney, you know, having tailored events, you know, like the Commonwealth Games sort of tweaked for Western Sydney. You could have a drag racing. You could have the synchronised car park donuts. You know, you could have the 100-metre mooning out the car window. I think there could be a great games to be had in Western Sydney.
I know what people actually think about this one. 3353. Because I'm with you. I think we need to aim higher. All for having events in Western Sydney. But the Commonwealth Games, the Gold Coast just had that.
No, I reckon this is a great idea. Like, you use the facility. They'll have to build another three stadiums. Like, what is the New South Wales government good at? They're good at abolishing and then rebuilding stadiums.
That's true. That's their main skill.
Yeah, and the Commonwealth Games, it'll just give us a whole new reason to abolish all our stadiums and then rebuild them pointlessly.
What do you think? 133353, should Western Sydney host the Commonwealth Games? Is it good enough for Western Sydney? If not, what else would you like to host?
And the thing is that presumably Badgerys Creek will be running late, and so nobody will be able to arrive for the Commonwealth Games. But I'll tell you one thing about hosting the Commonwealth Games in Western Sydney that would be a perfect advantage and better than the Gold Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Which is that no one would want to stay there afterwards. You know how, like, 200 people have overstayed their visas? No one's going to overstay their visa.
That's
issue.
Very mean. 133353, should Western Sydney host the Commonwealth Games?
West is best.
Send
West
a message. Best. Now, those Cameroonian athletes ended up in Sydney, Charles.
Actually, they will. They'll just be stuck on Narellan Road.
133353. Kennedy Malloy coming up next. And Charles, I'm told that Andrew Hansen is a guest on KM today.
Oh, really? Oh.
That's not revealing at all.
I usually listen to Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, hi, Andrew.
Hey.
Double dipping, are you?
I'm like the guest du jour. I'm the VIP guest of the century on Kennedy Malloy. They're going to rename the show Hanson Kennedy Malloy when I'm on.
So where do you prefer to go? Like, which show do you prefer, to be honest?
That's a good question.
Out of this one and Kennedy Malloy. Well, what do you think? Of course Kennedy Malloy's a more enjoyable show. I don't have to hang out with you two smelly, disgusting troglodytes. I get the...
Cat's pajamas or... Cat's piss.
They don't have this segment, though, do they? Unless you're doing it with them. Are you doing it with them? Are you doing it with Kennedy Malloy?
Am I betraying you? Do you feel betrayed? Is that what's behind this? Are you jealous? Is that what's behind this?
I think, yeah. He's been seeing other shows.
Yeah, that's very awkward.
I am. I want this to be an open show. I think it's time we had the chat.
Well, if that's how you feel, I'm going to go and try and join the grill team. Anyway, Cat's Pajamas or Cat's Piss. Great one here from the Daily Mail. It's from the UK. It's a children's party invite for a 7th birthday where they've put a minimum spend. It says, please note, for Alfie's birthday gifts, we've imposed a 50 quid minimum spend. Thanks for your understanding. That is $88 you've got to spend if your kid goes to the party. Is that Cat's Pajamas or Cat's Piss?
That's hilarious. Well, that is Cat's Pajamas. It's about time. Like, kids' parties are ruined by, you know, having poor quality gifts and low-grade snacks like chocolate crackles. It should all be, you know, what, lint chocolate fountains and gold-plated clocks should be handed out, these things.
Yeah, no, I think this is Cat's Piss. The whole thing about kids' parties is arbitrage. What you want to do, you want to always come in with a really cheap gift from Kmart, like literally a $5 or $10 gift that looks like it's about $20, $25. And then you make sure you walk away with $25 more, you know, of chocolate and, you know, gifts and party bags and everything like that. It's all about...
Well, I feel like for our wedding, we thought, you know, a lot of people we had a wedding in India. A lot of people are going to fly over. So but look, you don't have to give us a gift if you don't want to. You've come all this way.
Yeah.
So they didn't.
Yeah.
So we probably should have put a minimum spend on our invitation.
No, that was Charles and my solution to your destination wedding was to stay home. No,
Charles was there.
I came. I went.
You went to Kennedy Malloy's wedding.
Yeah. Well, were you on? Were you on some sort of like Contiki tour at the time, and it just happened to fit in?
I went over on Malaysia Airlines just after they'd had two airplanes disappear. I can tell you that was a cheap trip.
I know who my real friends are. All right, well, look, we could do another story, but I'd rather just hear more about your plans for the Kennedy Malloy show. Andrew, what have you got coming up after this?
Would you? Oh, we've got all sorts of goodies coming up on Kennedy Malloy. Look, I'm going to actually be bringing a special Kennedy Malloy edition of Trendy Foods, just built for just specially for them.
Wait a minute, that's copyright.
That's our segment. You can't do our segment with Kennedy Malloy.
I'm selling our segment. I'm bringing our show to a wider audience. I'm bringing our show to the world beyond. This is great. This is franchising. It's like Disney.
Trendy, trendy, trendy foods and ingredients.
Now available on Kennedy Malloy, apparently. It's after the news on Triple M. Catch you tomorrow without Andrew.